Shalom to all. Today we're on Masechas Kinim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis, and today's Mishnah Sar Milim Ruschas Esther Bas Rachel Shishu Bezechner Find Yosef Kogon Bikar of Mamish. And we're discussing cases of birds that got mixed up. The Mishnah tells us Ken Stuma Shapar Chumena Guzel Avir. We have a Ken Stuma that one of the birds flew out into the air. It ran away. It flew away. Never to see it again. Now let's just remind ourselves that Ken Stuma is a pair of birds that's designated to be karbanos. However, there hasn't yet been a particular bird that's been singled out to either be the oila or the chatos. We have two birds. One of them's an oila, one of them's a chatos, but we haven't yet decided which one was which. And that makes it much looser and kind of easier to deal with issues that might arise. So here we have our Ken Stuma, and one of the birds flew away, or one of these birds flew among other birds that have to be left to die for one reason or another, or one of these birds ended up dying, so there's just one bird left all by himself. No problem, just take a mate, take another one for the second one that was left over, and there's no issue. And again, since it's a Ken Stuma, and none of them were designated yet to be a particular carbon, so one bird flew away, that's fine, just bring another bird. Now once again, we have two birds, and one of them will be the chatas, one of them will be the oila, no issue. Now what about the following? Parchla ben hakrevis, if one of those birds flew among other birds that need to be brought as carbonos, pasul, so then one of them is pasul, upaisal echad kenegdai, and it also pasuls one corresponding to it. Let's just finish the Mishnah, and we'll further clarify, shagoizel pireach pasul, upaisal echad kenegdai, because a young bird that flies away will pasul, and will also pasul one corresponding to it. Now let's try to explain this as simply as possible, because we're going to be seeing more complicated cases in the next two Mishnayos. As long as we have the core basic understanding down clearly, we'll be able to understand all the other situations. So general idea is as follows. Let's say we have two kinim, two bird pairs, one here, one there. And again, these are ken stumos, so one of them is a chatos, the other is an oila. And a bird flew from one pair into the other. So now we have three birds on one side, one bird on the other side. Here's where the challenge is. Let's say the single bird that's remaining on the right side is brought as a carbon first, and the kohen decides to bring it as a chatos. So that means that the bird which had flown to the left side needs to be an oila. The problem is we don't know which bird that bird is supposed to be. So you can't say that of these three birds on the left-hand side, two should be brought as oilas and one should be brought as a chatos, because it's possible that the one that you're bringing as a chatos really is that bird that has flown from the right-hand side and it's supposed to be an oila. So that's issue number one, and the issue is reversed the other way around as well. Let's say we first go to the three birds on the left-hand side, and the kohen decides to bring two of them, a chatos and an oila. So there's one bird remaining. Now let's say of these two birds that he just brought, again the chatos and the oila, actually one of them, we'll call it the oila, was really the bird that had flown from the right-hand side. That means that its pair, the one that's sitting there all lonely on the right-hand side, is now automatically considered a chatos, because its pair was just brought as an oila, so now it has to be brought as a chatos. But we obviously can't know that, because we don't know which bird is which, and so because of this, whenever we have this situation where we have a Ken Stuma here and a Ken Stuma there, and one bird flies from one into the other, one of the birds on this side and one of the birds on the other side, our puzzle are not able to be brought, because we can never know what those birds are considered. And that's what the Mishnah means by saying Guzla Pireach puzzle, the one which had flown over is puzzle. In other words, the group of birds that just had a brand new bird enter it, one of those birds is not allowed to be brought, and Paisel Echad Kenegdai, that puzzle is one corresponding to it, namely the group of birds that this bird just came from, one of those birds is also puzzle. As now moving on to Mishnah Beis with more detailed and complicated cases. Ketzad, what's the situation? So let's say Shtei Nashim, we have two women. Lezu Shtei Kinim, Lezu Shtei Kinim. Each one has two kinim, each one has two bird pairs, which means that there's four birds on this side and four birds on that side. Parch Mizu Lezu, if a bird flies from one to the other, so now there's three birds here, five birds there. Paslacha Ba'ali Chasoi, that puzzle's one in its going, which means in the group of five, one of those is puzzle and can't be brought. And by the same token, there's also a bird in the original group that now only has three that's not allowed to be brought. Now we add a layer to this. Chazar, if now a bird flies back from group two to group one, that puzzles yet another one. Because now that a bird flew from group two back to group one, well, we don't know which bird it is. It's not necessarily the original bird that's now just flying back. It could be it's a totally different bird that decided to fly to the other group. Now we have to puzzle yet another set of birds. Now that group one just got a new visitor to their group. So we have to puzzle a bird from group one, and then we have to puzzle another bird from group two, because that's how it works. Every time a bird leaves a group and goes to a different one, one is puzzle here, one is puzzle there. So it turns out that both group one and group two have two birds in them that are puzzle. The mission continues, parchal chazar, if this happened yet another time, one bird flew from group one to group two, and then another bird flew from group two to group one, actually in this situation, loy hifsid klom, nothing is lost out. Why is that? Shafilohen muravos, that's because even even if they're completely mixed with each other, in Bachas Mishtayim, not less than two are going to end up being brought. In other words, all eight birds and mush them all together, so we have no idea which birds belong to which women. There's always going to be two birds from each pair, which means four of these birds are always going to be able to be brought, because remember, since we started out with two kinim from each woman, so that's four birds per woman, that's two chatois and two oilois per woman, so it means that even if all these birds got mixed up with each other, we're still able to bring two birds as a chatos oila for this woman, and two birds as a chatos and oila for that woman, and that's not going to run us into any issues, because at worst, or at best, however you want to look at it, all four of these birds really belong to the same woman, and so that's fine. One woman had all of her four birds brought. And if not, if all four don't belong to one woman, so matoiv manayim, some belong to this one, some belong to that one, and so either which way, everything's taken care of. We're going to stop here for the day, but move on to Mishnah, Gimel, and Dalet with more situations, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.